Guns, 989-269-GUNS.
On the kickoff from Bad Axe, brought in by Anthony Sweeney at the 29-yard line. Brought down by Nick Schember, very close to that spot at the 30-yard line after only a yard gain. First and 10 for the Bearcats, only leading by 6 points, 14-8 with 3 minutes, 50 seconds left before halftime. In some other scores around the region, Cassidy taking care of Carroll, 43-6 with still 5 minutes left in that first half. USA leading Harbor Beach 14-13 with about 6 minutes before halftime from USA. It's 14-8, Ubley leading Bad Axe here in Bad Axe, Michigan, week number 9 on the WLW Sports Network. Wing T to the right, Wright is under center. And it's a handoff to Derek Brown. He gets across the 30-yard line out to about the 32, maybe even the 33 for a 2-yard gain. Second down, 8 yards to go. 67, Nick Schember on the tackle.
Yeah, and in this wing T to the right, instead of having three running backs in the backfield, one of the running backs have been pulled out of that formation and basically put down as an end, a tight end in this situation. Roman Welton has been that guy who has been an extension to the right side of the line. So typically you see a lot of runs to that side. They've overloaded the right side. That's the same formation the Bearcats have again on this play.
And Jeffrey Wright on the keeper. He's in trouble, but he streaks out of it. He has close to the first down marker. Scrambles to the far sideline. Brought down at the 41-yard line by Tommy Morneau. It looks like he's short of the first down by about a yard, maybe half of a yard out for a 6-yard gain.
Tommy Morneau wrapped him up, and that's a big tackle by a defensive back. You have to wrap up the ball carrier so they don't get too much yards after contact. And in that situation, you know, could have turned out to a really big gain for Wright if Morneau doesn't make that play. Instead, now it's third and one for the Bearcats. Again, they're running that power, you know, that wing T to the right, and they've really run to the right side, and when they haven't faked it to that right side, they roll out around the outside, and that's where the quarterback Wright got that nice gain there on second down.
2:55 before half. They measured on that play, actually, and he's short by about a half of a foot. Third down and less than a yard to go for the Bearcats at their own 41-yard line after a 7-yard Jeffrey Wright keeper. 14-8, Ubley over Bad Axe. Bad Axe scored on that last drive, covered 63 yards and 2 minutes and 27 seconds off the clock as we're trying to get halftime in one piece. Sandusky leads KPAC 35-0 in the first half, with 8:20 still left in that second quarter. So some big games going on right now. Some close ones, the one here, Bad Axe and Ubley, and USA and Harbor Beach duking it out in USA. USA currently leads 14-13 over the Pirates. Third down, less than a yard to go from the Ubley 41-yard line. It's gonna be wing T to the left. Everyone inside the box. Right under center. Two men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Brown, and he gets out for the first down across the 45 and all the way out to the 48-yard line, brought down by Martin Messing after the big game.
Bad Axe not going to be happy with that. Ubley shows that wing T to the left, so they've overloaded the left side, and they run right into the teeth of that left side. And Derek Brown gets through the line of scrimmage, gets a very hearty gain, considering everybody is bunched up on that same side of the field. So credit to Bearcats. They're clearly winning the line of scrimmage battle. Reset and first down for the Bearcats.
Same formation, right back to pass, though. Downfield, streaking receiver, number 23, hits the hands of Roman Welton at the 25-yard line. He cannot bring it in. Good coverage by the Bad Axe secondary by number 81, Martin Messing.
Some area farmers and truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring
is your Bad Axe's.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence,
again,
and I have treasured
Miguel
it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well. Though I know not when or even if you shall receive it, Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What?
One,
no
two,
bars?
Three.
No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
And we are back from Bad Axe, Michigan. Apologies for the technical difficulties on that last first and 10 for the Bearcats. How about that? An incomplete pass as they're streaking down to Roman Welton falls incomplete. As now Ubley now facing a second and 10 from their own 48-yard line, 2:27 before halftime.
Yeah, Ubley executing that play action out of the wing tee. Roman Welton slips right between the
two, three, four, five. Sorry for the apologies here for technical issues. We're not quite sure what's going on, especially the random music coming through at random times. We have a penalty against the Bearcats, 5 yards. It's going to be a false start disco night here from Bad Axe against the Ubley Bearcats. Second in 15 now for the Bearcats, 2:27 before halftime, 14-8 over the Hatchets, and we have a timeout called by Bad Axe. Mark Minetti wants to discuss this defense on the WLW Sports Network. Ubley 14, Bad Axe 8, 2:27 before the half.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Before halftime, Ubley with the ball, facing a second and 15 from their own 43-yard line. Right to left crosser radio, in the straight tee are the Bearcats, right is under center. And it's going to be a handoff around the right side, a play action, as Wright throws downfield, and it hits the hands of Anthony Sweeney, wide open, and falls incomplete at the 30-yard line of Bad Axe. Now third down, 15 yards to go.
Wow, Anthony Sweeney very rarely drops those passes. A great throw by Jeffrey Wright. Bad Axe gets a break as number 81, Martin Messing, gets burnt in coverage. Anthony Sweeney runs right on by him. The ball delivered on the money. Anthony Sweeney's going to want that one back.
This drive now covering a minute and 34 seconds. Start of the 31-yard line. They are at their own 44-yard line now. Third down, 15 yards to go. T formation, right is under center. And it's a same type of play, play action, this time passing to the left, and it is caught by number 20, Derek Brown. He's into Bad Axe territory and gets somersaulted across the 25-yard line to the 22-yard line, brought down by Bad Axe's Haleski.
Well, this time, Ubley tired of getting beat deep down the field. All three defensive backs taking away Anthony Sweeney, the deep streaking receiver on the play, and no one decides to cover Derek Brown about 10 yards down the field. He catches the ball, turns it upfield into a nice game for the Bearcats. Now trying to make a drive here with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the half, leading 14-8.
6-point lead for the Bearcats, trying to tack it on. First and 10, right on the keeper. As nothing was going on downfield, he gets all the way down to the 15-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down by about 2 yards. It's an 8-yard gain for Wright as the clock continues to wind down. A minute 45 before halftime, 14-8, Ubley over Bad Axe. Buddy McLeod with the tackle.
Ubley smelling weakness in that secondary, going with play action now three times in a row. This time Jeffrey Wright has no one open. but makes the right decision and scrambles upfield, gets 8 yards anyway.